So is this how the whole album sounds? Tell us more about the album, what you've been doing.
Okay, well, the album started, I started writing the songs, and then I wrote this letter to my favorite author, this Michael Chabon, this American author, and he started writing lyrics, and then we decided to drive through the South.
Hang on, you wrote to your favorite author and just said, can you write the album?
I met him. He wrote this book called Amazing Adventures of Cavalier and Clay that I loved, and I went to a book signing, like just like with my book, to get him to sign it. We got to talking, and so a year later when I started this album, I asked him if he would write some lyrics.
Okay.
And then Jeff and I, who I wrote and produced a record with, had this idea to drive through the South and find this young Chaka Khan, this voice that kind of like is missing in music today, because we've written a lot of songs with that voice in mind. And we drove through New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Jackson, Mississippi, Memphis, St. Louis, Arkansas, and Chicago. And when we were in Memphis, I'd never been there before, and I got such a great feeling in Memphis, and I just thought, we have to come back and record the album. So we camped up in Memphis, and Kevin Parker from Tame Impala, and Bruno, and Michael, the author, and everyone came down, and we just camped out, and it was amazing, because all this Memphis feeling, we didn't go there to make a Memphis record or a soul record, but that just seeps into you, and it's an amazing city. And so there's a lot of the funk side of that got into us from being in Memphis, and then there's some stuff that's a bit more, you know, psychedelic or still groove heavy, but different. The stuff with Kevin is really like really deep and lyrically, and I got some production from some of my favorite producers kind of added little production bits, like James Ford and Hud Moe and Teed and Zinc, and it's my favorite record I've ever made. And it's like, yeah,
it sounds like it must have been the most enjoyable records to make. I mean, how long were you there, hold up for?
We were actually only in Memphis for maybe 3 weeks, so there was a lot of writing, and we wrote the record in Los Angeles, and then of course I live here in London, so some stuff was done here. It was a great record, you know, like all things, like it's, there's a lot of, like, you know, times where you're pulling your hair out and you think it's never gonna get done, or, you know, songs it's kind of not getting finished, but it overall, it was, to work with all these people was incredible.
Sounds like a real creative hot house, just being there and all these ideas pouring out and merging together.
It was pretty great to be in the middle of that, yeah.
And the studio was rather special as well, because I've just asked you to choose a song and you've chosen one for us.
Yeah, so we went, when we were in Memphis, we went to Sun Studios one night, and which is amazing, you know, where they did all the Elvis and Jerry Lee Lewis stuff. And then we went to Royal, which was Willie Mitchell's studio, who produced all of Al Green and Ann Peebles. And it's a family-run operation. His son Boo still runs it. So it's still all the same equipment, same drum set from all those great Love and Happiness, Let's Stay Together, all those great Al Green records. And they have the electric bongo machine that's most famous for being at the beginning of Ann Peebles' I Can't Stand the Rain. You know, the do-do-do-do-do-do. Can't do it, bongo.
Shall I play it?
Let's play it. Yeah, that's better. That's better.
Guess that is. There you are. You owe me for stopping you from doing that bongo impression.
Yes.
Always remember that.
So those were the bongo, electric bongos on there are in the studio where we were working. So,
we use them
a lot, of course. It's like getting like a toy, but like a legendary classic toy. You just like don't want to put it down.
That was Ann Peebles and I Can't Stand the Rain. You're doing Saturday Night Live in a couple of weeks' time.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Okay. Well, Saturday Night Live, like I moved to America from England when I was 8, so I pretty much watched, you know, every episode of Saturday Night Live since I was maybe 12 years old, and it's just such a crazy thing to think that we're going to play on that stage. And
I mean, it's huge, isn't it? It's the biggest American TV show.
It's just, and it's such a, you know, I guess it's almost, it's just like this tradition. You think of like all the people that came out of it, from Eddie Murphy to Will Ferrell to Kristen Wiig. It's like, it's an institution, you know. And
so are you stressed already about it?
You know, it's, thankfully, the thing about performing as a sideman to Bruno Mars, like
that's
one of
true.
The world's greatest living entertainers, is I don't have to do too much. And it's really exciting. And, you know, I kind of know what the choreography and the stuff's going to be. And I'm always asking Bruno, like, can you just give me like one move that I just stick to the whole time? You know, because I know you guys are going to look amazing. I know it's cool if I just stand there, but just like one move that'll make me look cool. And he's like, all right, you just do this. And he just kind of like, you know,
just move my head from one side to
left
another.
And right. You're straight, man. I was like, okay, cool.
Do you wear shades or do you not wear shades?
I don't
think
so.
Wear shades.
I don't think I'm going to wear the shades. I'm pretty,
if
like,
suggests it, say, Bruno, no.
I'm pretty clumsy as it is, like trying to dance and play the guitar part and have the shades at the same time seems a bit like the recipe for disaster.
Just do the head from one side to another thing. That'd be fine. And when it comes to seeing you live, what's happening with the live shows?
Well, the dream would be to do like get to do some shows next year with everybody on it, you know, and hopefully that's something we'll be able to pull off. But yeah, I guess.
Okay, so there are diaries being consulted at the moment and trying to work out the nightmare of getting you all together.
I think so. I mean, I would love to, and it's such a great group of people to at least be able to do like four or five of these shows would be incredible.
Okay, and the album's out when?
The album's out January 26th.
Okay, look forward to hearing it. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks so
much. What are you doing for the rest of the night now? Where are you off to?
I'm going to go have some food with my friend Seb. That's it.
Go wild.